Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the talk show worth talking about, Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio, with your co-hosts, Kevin Hogan, founder of the Healing Stigma Program, and Scott Fullerton, voice of Left of Straight Radio. From A-list entertainers to hometown heroes, join Kevin and Scott as they interview those on the cutting edge of challenging stigma with insight, humor, and always compassion. Give them your ears and they'll open your mind. For positive talk with positive results, you're listening to Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. Now here are your hosts, Scott and Kevin.
Welcome, everybody. It's another great Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio Thursday, May 19th. Welcome, everybody. As always, I'm Scott Fullerton, your co-host, along with the ever-wonderful co-host, Kevin Hogan. Kevin, how are we doing today out in Boston?
We're doing okay, my friend. We're finally getting temperatures a little bit above normal, so no complaints here.
Nice.
And where are you from? You sound like you got a bit of an echo. You sound wonderful, but you don't sound like you're in the same place as always. Where are you today?
Well, we may have a little bit of an issue here. I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh.
I had to go down to a radio station. I'm starting a new LGBT radio station here, and I'm going to let them do some of my entertainment shows on the air, and I'm going to do a couple live events.
That's great.
So I am in my hotel room, and it's a beautiful hotel room. Like, it's all hardwood floors, and it's like echoing. It sounds like a sound chamber in here. It's crazy.
Yeah. We're going to get you shag carpeting for the next one. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got to find something shag carpeting. I got to tell you, though, I went out to lunch here today. You know I'm a foodie, right? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I had the most amazing grilled cheese sandwich of all things I've had in my entire life. This place is called the Chintz Room, and they have, it's called a grown-up grilled cheese sandwich. It has three kinds of cheese, cheddar, Swiss, and Gouda, crisp bacon, then they put a brown sugar apple compote in the middle of it, and they homemade their bread. It's on a homemade house bread. It was the best Dane grain grilled cheese I've had in my entire life. Oh, my goodness.
That's so brilliant. That's so brilliant.
That can be part of the echoing, too, with my stomach bouncing around all the stuff, too, because I can't believe I ate that entire thing. It was so good.
Bon appetit. That's a good one. Good. I think a lot's been busy lately with things going on in the news. I was actually just recently on a call to do with the opioid crisis, and that, you know, it just continues to go along in such a way that there's a lot going on, let's say, in the news right now, and some of it makes sense, some of it doesn't, and it's all about, I think, at times, half the time I feel like I'm trying to educate, and the other time I feel like I'm challenging intolerance. But it's
right,
all the way to, you know, interrupt stigma and therefore heal stigma eventually.
Well, talk about the opioid crisis. We know how bad that is, but we've had such great response to Ryan Skinner's interview last week. If our listeners haven't listened to it, you definitely got to go to the website. That's www.healingstigmaradio.com. Listen to last week's show with Ryan Skinner, recovering addict and alcoholic, and it just turned his life around in so many amazing ways. That was a great story.
He was selfless. I mean, that was really brave to do that. And, you know, it was as exhausting for him to tell it, I'm sure, again, in many ways. But it's so brave, and it's for such a good cause. So I would encourage folks, that is an entire story in itself. And the best thing is this, don't forget, listen to that second half, because what happens in that second half is, you know, that's his story. And it's an amazing one to listen to, because he's so brave to tell the first half.
Exactly. That's the longest show we ever did. It's almost a full 2 hours, an hour and 45 minutes, but we couldn't cut one part of that show.
No.
It's just, there's so much going on. After the show, we couldn't cut it down at all. It's just so compelling.
I know. I was relieved that the longest show wasn't because of me.
We'd love to hear you speak, Kevin.
Thanks to Ryan again. Thank you. He was brilliant. He was brilliant.
Yeah.
Really brave guy.
We're going to have a fantastic show starting in just a couple moments here. We have the amazing K-Town and Kim Style from Same Sex Dialogue coming on in just a little bit. But a couple quick things in the news I know you want to talk about. Didn't you read something today? There's something going on with the AIDS conference or something?
Oh, this is, oh my God, I want to hear what Sir Elton John's going to say from, you know, the Elton John AIDS Foundation. I hope there's going to be a response from that, because I know there's other stuff that he's been dealing with the North Carolina issues, you know, the transgender rights. But today, and this is in the news, there are a number of LGBT groups, NGOs, that have been barred from attending the UN World AIDS Conference. And these are the groups that should be there. And it's basically nations that are conservative forming a bloc to block this. But here's the thing that I learned today. Can I just go back even – this is even worse. I didn't realize this. When the did you know this? When the UN voted, approved, or whatever, to recognize same-sex marriages amongst its staff, Russia, along with India and – I don't want to misquote, a couple other countries got together to try and block that from happening. Other countries got together and allowed it to happen. But the amazing thing is, you know, here this is happening. We have it on a local level. We get those news stories. You know, it happens on a national level. And sometimes now as it breaks into state to state, you get some of it. And then it happens on an international level. And when you put these things together, it's the same intolerance and ignorance in all of them. And again, if we can challenge the stigma and get to the root of it and look at what the human right aspect of it is and respect is, you know, you can do it in time. And if not afterwards, when the stigma is assigned, it's so costly to communities, to corporations, you know, to families and individuals. So, yeah, I've been
busy. That's crazy. Well, let me comment with a little bit of good news, but almost the same kind of deal.
Yeah.
Finally, about 2 days ago, we have a new Secretary of the Army. Eric Fanning is an openly gay man, first openly gay man serving in that capacity. But it took a confirmation of the Senate to get him there. And one senator has been holding this up for 6 months. One U.S. senator can hold up a confirmation. And it took 6 months to get him through. But thankfully, on Wednesday, we have finally a new Secretary of the Army, out and proud, Eric Fanning. And that's just such, I mean, there's so much stigma we had around the military in general and the LGBT. We've come such leaps and bounds. So that's pretty exciting news.
Here's the thing, too, for people to think about, you know. I mean, to say that I lived through the era of don't ask, don't tell, you know. I mean, here's something. This is so insane. I think of the fact that I think of seriously how short time ago this country fought a civil war. When you look in terms of when you have been in Europe or traveled, you look at other countries' history and how it's measured in centuries, you know, and how ours is still really in years in many ways. You look at this change, but then you look at the change in our lifetime to have this. And again, salutes to Eric Fanning on this. It's such a wonderful news. And to think that, you know, this is after the pain that Don't Ask, Don't Tell caused, when it was really this temporary thing. And that distance has been covered. There's no reason why we can't, you know, this is a sign of other good things to come. But, yeah, it's a great piece of good news, and thanks for bringing it up. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it is very good. Well, let's get into the show, man. We're so excited today. Going to have a couple – if you haven't listened to the Same Sex Dialogue podcast yet, it's open by iHeartRadio. We're going to talk to these lovely ladies, and it's just going to be so exciting, so much fun, and a little scary, to be frankly. I'm going to have a fun show. It's going to be good.
I love being on this show. I've been on twice, you know. I've been a guest of yours twice, and I got to tell you this. They asked the best questions, so that's why I can't wait to have them on here, because we're going to be able to ask them stuff. You know, it's no secret. They're recently returned as newlyweds now, doing the show for us. And I just think that, you know, coming from the South, being from Knoxville, and also being some of the most insightful interviewers that when they'd asked me about my story and what happened to me, I've been interviewed a number of different times now on different shows and talked about other things. And naturally, thanks to you, this show started when I, was on your show on Left of Straight. But when they have this knack for maybe that Southern twang gets me to open up in a certain way, but boy, when they have you on the show and start to question, their curiosity is so sincere that they get great stories and they get people to open up. And I think that's really part of, you know, maybe that Southern hospitality with an incredible, incredible sense of humor and intelligence. And that's the truth.
Exactly. Well, let's get ready to bring them on. They're going to be calling in any second now. In honor of the nuptials, we're going to bring our good friend of the show, Carly Robin Green, on, sing her newest single, What Love Is All About. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. with K-Town and Kim Style from Same Sex Dialogue. This is Scott and Kevin on Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio. We'll be back in just a couple moments. What Love Is All About, dedicated to our guests today, back from their honeymoon. They are the creators and hosts of the Same Sex Dialogue podcast on iHeartRadio, and we're so happy to have them on the show today. They do topics ranging from their top 10 Facebook rants to crazy gay exes to sexy safe sex, everything in between. So much fun to listen to. And they've recently just got back, as we said, from their wedding honeymoon. Of course, we can't wait to hear about that. Bring to the show right now the amazing K-Town in Style. Ladies, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, party people.
Hey.
Welcome.
Thank
What's
you.
What's happening?
Well, we are so excited to have you on. As you know, you've had Kevin as a guest a couple of times. I love listening to your show. I told Kevin, I'm a little scared. You guys have so much fun there. And I just don't know what's going to happen.
That's what it's all about.
You
having
never know what,
so much fun.
What we're going to say.
We're popping bottles on this end. I don't know about you.
Hey, ladies, this is Kevin. This is Kevin. Scott had to go to Columbus because he was so scared. He had to lock himself into a very safe wooden room. That's why it's echoing. But I told him we're going to talk him through this episode, okay?
I'm in a very secure, safe room here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not letting anyone know where it's at until after the show.
He had a very good grilled cheese sandwich before he went there, so he's going to be okay for the interview.
Scott, don't be scared, Scott. Don't be scared.
We can't tell about my grilled cheese sandwich because I don't know them that well yet, and Kim is always talking about healthy food. She won't even let me like the buffets. So
all right. I'm giving away all the secrets yet.
I'm with you, Scott. I'm with you. I do not eat healthy at all.
Thank you.
She told me last week, she said, I think I've lost weight. I said, turn around. I think I found it for you.
Oh, my goodness.
She really did. She really
that
did.
That is
lady.
Wedded bliss right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is.
That is bliss.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
First time on the show, we always like to find out a little bit about our guests. We know you're right in the middle of the Bible Belt there in Knoxville, Tennessee. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, ladies.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am originally, this is K-Town. I'm originally from a small town outside of Knoxville, Morristown. And I actually come from a very large family. Early on, I enlisted into the military. And so I've kind of stayed around the area. I adopted a son. I met now my beautiful wife. We've been together almost 5 years, and we do a fun, crazy podcast together. And that's pretty much about me. You can tell them about you, babe.
This is Kim Style, and of course, hence that my name, I love fashion, I love beauty, I love makeup, and I met K-Town almost 5 years ago and fell in love almost instantly.
You guys are awesome.
Love it. We have so much fun bouncing off each other, and that's kind of how we came up with this idea of podcasting. And with all the issues going on, we were talking about it, you know, just here at home, and we thought, oh, we should do a podcast.
Yeah, we have fun, and we enjoy bringing all some good information to the masses because it needs to be done. So that's what we do.
Yep.
That is awesome. There's so few voices out there now, and Sirius XM got rid of their OutQ station. Internet radio is really where you need to go to find strong LGBT voices.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that, actually. I got wind of that, I think, on Twitter because I did listen to some of their shows and everything. Were you guys familiar with them at all before they actually shut that off?
I was a little bit. I've listened to a lot of their shows, and I had some friends that were part of some of the shows there.
Yeah. They had a good show, in my opinion. I was very surprised about that.
Well, here's one. I'm going to interrupt. This is Kev, ladies, and I'm just going to say this right now. You guys came out of the gates with seriously, when you guys say bouncing off of each other, I was bouncing off the walls after the first show because you asked such great questions. The time flies by. I'm laughing my silly behind off, and at the same time, you know, we're getting to the topic. So, you know, the other side of it is you guys had – I'd love to know, like, what your inspiration for it was, because you came out with this great product right away that just impressed me and still does, and that's why I'm so happy you guys are here, because for me, it's a real art form, what you do, what Scott does. I mean, what I do is just kind of stepping up to the plate and just trying to swing at the thing, you know, because Healing Stigma for me was baptism by fire, and I just started it. But what you guys do on radio, Yeah, it's I can't find it in other places. But what was your inspiration to start it? Because you were so good from the very – I encourage our listeners to listen to any of them, and you guys just tease out things that are so fun and timely and important, but in a fun, entertaining way. So, you know, yeah, where did it come from?
Well, personally, for me, I saw an opportunity for us to bring about important issues that basically right now – okay – we initially started wanting to talk about things that affected us locally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
When you say that, baby.
Yeah,
and then
I would say that.
Funny you say that, yeah.
Yes, and then we had our first guest was actually transgender, local, right? And
yeah.
Then people started approaching us with more serious issues, and I thought this has been a blessing, actually, for both of us to be able to use this type of platform to get out those important issues. We had no idea that people were going to love our show.
We really did. Kevin and Scott both.
Yeah.
I will tell you when it was, I think it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We were drinking champagne, just kind of laid back here, just the three of us here at home. And I said, "Hey, let's do a." It was like our second show. Seriously, I said, "Let's do a holiday show because personally, I've never been able to take one of my partners home for the holidays." I said, surely I can't be the only one that has these issues about family
yep.
and taking their partner home. I said, we're going to do a podcast, and it's going to be called Homo for the Holidays. and I will tell you that, got us our first interview.
Actually, I think we got two interviews out of that.
Two interviews off
yep.
of that. And people are like, we love it. We started getting emails. We started getting so many people to respond to that specific subject and so many questions and issues. We had no idea it would blow up. And then we looked at each other after so much response, and we said, oh, wait, people are actually listening to us. We
yeah.
really need to dig deep.
Yeah.
Still make
yeah.
it fun,
absolutely.
But still get some serious issues.
Yeah.
And it's caused us to really dig deep.
And
I'll
Kevin,
tell you guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? We got on Twitter and we crossed paths with you, man. And it's been nothing but good
yeah.
things. Happened since we met you, so
yes.
we're so grateful
yes.
for everything.
Yeah, but also it's natural. Can I also say that's the best part in that story? It's just so naturally you guys as well. So yeah, it resonates and yeah, it gets out there. But I love the fact that you guys will track something down. The both of you, your curiosity level is something that I really respect, and I encourage people. You know, we know nowadays how quickly you can kind of access garbage on the internet, and it's not really the truth. And boy,
right.
when you guys chase down a story, like here's one. Kaitan, you got to be psyched about the story about Eric Fanning today with the Secretary of the Army.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know
because
what I'm saying?
When I was
yeah.
in, you couldn't. It was don't ask, don't tell, right? Couldn't
yeah.
say anything. So absolutely,
right.
I'm very excited about that story.
Because seriously, don't ask, don't tell is like almost a definition of stigma anticipated. Not necessarily stigma applied, but in stigma anticipated,
right.
people
right.
get blackmailed, people get abused, people are victimized, even in the slightest ways. And it causes such stress for people. And sorry to, people know me, I got to get on the healing stigma box there when it happens. So congratulations to, again, you and everyone else who served under those kind of conditions and are now able to, have a same-sex partner, be able to have a life in which they're proud to say, I served. And I am who I am. I just think it just brings me to tears because as a bisexual man married to a bisexual woman, obviously in my backstory for a long time, we could look like we passed as a heterosexual couple, even though our closest friends knew we were bisexual. This type of stuff in the rainbow community that brings out my empathy and experience for others and what they go through is what's so important about connecting those dots. And that's what you guys do in your, in your podcast so well.
Right.
So yeah,
right.
salutes
right.
to everybody.
I
had to have a Colombian coffee before this to keep up with you. If I get on I had a really strong Colombian coffee, and so if I get on the lecture box, you can kick me off. I'm going to shut up.
One of the things I appreciate is you guys have such a finely tuned format already. Like you said, you're 30 episodes in, so you haven't done a full year yet, but you guys have a great format. You guys, is there
yeah.
any background experience in broadcasting or activism, or what's your background?
Well, not me so much, Scott, but Kim definitely, I don't know if you know this, I'm going to let her tell you a story. She definitely has some television experience. Go ahead and tell them.
Oh, thanks. let me toot my own horn here. Well, I've actually co-hosted several TV shows, local TV shows, and done about 13 local commercials. And I've been in an international on the cover and centerfold of an international magazine.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
well,
I have a little bit of media experience. So, but you know what? Here's the deal, too. We actually started this. I thought I wanted a YouTube channel, and I have this huge flamboyant personality. I don't know if you've noticed or not. But, and K-Town was my camera person, and it was so funny. When she would turn the camera on, I would shut down. We filmed a couple, I don't know what happened. And then she started researching the sounds for my videos, and when she started researching that, she said, oh, we should podcast. And I thought, oh, and it just turned back on. My personality just lit up like this big ball in the sky. Yes, same-sex dialogue.
Kim doesn't have a shy bone in her body.
I really don't.
Funny, K-Town, with your background, does she have to coax it out of you? Are you starting to really be able to enjoy it now, or is it fun for you?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely fun. I mean, right off the bat, we knew we had a great chemistry, and we loved the joke around, and it just came natural, and I never knew that she could be so spontaneous, you know, and I love that, and I try to encourage that in her shows because people do gravitate towards Kim's personality. They really love it. They love my laughing. They just get such a good vibe from our show, and so that's how we try to do it. At every show, we try to bring a high-energy show but great information along with that.
And also, I seriously make fun of myself during almost every show. I make fun of how girly I am and how flamboyant I am and how high-maintenance I am. I make fun of it almost every show, and everyone loves it, so I just kind of keep that going.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you guys have great intellectual questions that are posed so simply but get right to the core of an issue, because when I was on the show, like I said, and every time now, it's the couple times I've been on there, you've asked me questions that no one else, and let's face it, I've been asked some serious questions in media. We don't have to go into the backstory right now, but in seriousness, you guys ask some questions that are so to the point, because you have like a great empathy for, and this is one of the things I like, for things outside of necessarily what would be the story you were looking at. I don't know if I'm putting it the right way, but like, I don't know how we crossed paths, as you said, but you actually look for other things to be educated on and ask these curious questions. You know, some people stick very safely. And Scott, I have to say this as well, Scott got me to imagine every time now when I do the Healing Stigma show, I mean, I'm full-time writing this book and everything is going on, and Scott's so brilliant to get me to think with these other guests that we talk about how much of a knock-on effect this has. It's like you guys said, it started off as this local idea, and it keeps going and going and going. But what I'm curious about is along the way, what is it that you find is the biggest challenge? I'm curious now from where you are or what's next, let's say, be it education or where you want the show to look at next. I mean, we got a big political year here. You can almost go in any direction. But I love the fact that you guys keep almost shedding the light in new places where not necessarily the discussion is gone. But, like, what's next? What would you like to do with the show?
I'll tell you what. To answer a question about, like, as far as, like, how we try.
Because I was the first bisexual, right? I was the first bisexual on the show that you guys had.
The only one that we know of. Yeah.
Oh my God, did I ruin it? Was I that bad? I am so sorry to the bisexual community.
No.
I slammed the door and I walked away. Oh my Lord.
Before you answer, K-Town, I want to say something to Kevin. Kevin, you have single-handedly made bisexuals my favorite people.
Oh,
absolutely. Yes, I'm serious.
You are so sweet,
Kevin.
Right
now. You have,
oh my goodness.
I mean, you and Mayo have just made it for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've told my clients, you know, I train. I've told my clients, you must learn more about the bisexual community.
Yes. Absolutely.
Because
Thank
the
you.
Stigma was within myself also. I hate to admit it, but it was. But you have made that go away with me, and I thank you for that.
Honor.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
No. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And
K-Town has some things
and
to say.
And, Kevin, I want you to know that we specifically picked you because you deal with the stigma, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I read your website and everything, and so I said this guy would be great to bring about this subject. But how we go about choosing our shows is, you know, there's so much going on. We try to choose like really, really hot topics per se, and try to get the very best people to speak on that. Like right now, you know, everybody's talking about the transgender.
Mm-hmm.
We love Mr. Peter Tatchell. He's got a lot to say. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. The man doesn't believe in sugarcoating anything.
Mm-hmm.
He is very straightforward, and to me, he's fearless. And we are having him come back on the show to speak on this because I think that right now is very, very important.
Hey, I got to ask you something. I'm sorry to interrupt, but did you see Elton John's letter? The title of it is North Carolina Governor's Ignorance of Trans Identity. Have you seen this op-ed he wrote on, it's called The Hill?
No, I don't think I've seen that, no.
Oh, my God. Here's one sentence. Yeah, just this is one sentence from it. Stigma and shame drive some of the biggest problems facing society's most marginalized populations.
Wow.
That's my next Facebook status.
All right. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's writing this now. It is seriously a topic that is going, as you said, starts local, goes national, goes international. But here's another one I was wondering. Have you heard about Jennifer Finney Boylan, the transgender activist who was on that MSNBC interview? Oh, my, for our listeners as well. She was interviewed along with an anti-LGBT conservative who couldn't answer which bathroom, Ms. Boylan should go to. Just the simple couldn't even answer. Yeah, this is true. But here's one. I just got to read. This is another quote. This is what she said in answering this. She said, maybe the issue is really not bathroom use at all. Maybe now the gay men and lesbians can get married and they are no longer the whipping boys and whipping girls in this country. Now maybe conservatives are trying to rile up people against transgender people, and it's not right and it's not fair. Because in the Elton John piece points this out. I didn't realize this. According to the North Carolina governor, he didn't even know a transgender person, not one single transgender person, before he signed the bill.
You got to be kidding me.
The ignorance, as I said in the beginning, Scott was asking me what I've been up to. I've been trying to challenge ignorance as a way of challenging stigma. And also, and that's what I think your show does in these ways, you know, like I said, you track down something that even as, and you know, God, I mean, I'm so moved by what you said, something that was even stigmatized in your own mind. We can actually hear on air talk about this and get other people to think about their conversations. But that's going on right now down in your neck of the woods. How does that make you guys feel?
Like I want to move.
No, we need you to stay and make this change. No, I love the South. Oh, my goodness, no. I'm coming down. Don't move yet. Oh, I love the South.
Okay.
You have a very interesting perspective because you guys are living there in the South. And it seems to be it's kind of going through this. I mean, Indiana started it all, honestly, up here in my neck of the woods, right next to Ohio. But then it kind of slowly started from North Carolina to Tennessee to Georgia to all those lines. And talk a little bit about that in the South, because how is it being out and proud in the South now? Are you seeing any change at all?
You would think so.
In the last year since marriage equality, at least, or something happened?
Well, you know, I really can't see a change, per se. Kim and I definitely do not hide the fact that we are together. However, we do have friends that I don't think are so comfortable still displaying, you know, affection in public,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
Now, we got some transgender friends who still, you know, don't feel comfortable, you know, being out in public sometimes. So
right.
I think we still have it very, very hard, honestly.
Yeah.
It hasn't, it's not like New York or Miami, you know, that we just came
right.
from,
right.
where people wouldn't take a second glance at you, had, you know, had me and Kim
yeah.
been, you know, we had been walking around.
Well, and we did do that
there.
In Miami.
And we did, and no one bothered us or anything. But go ahead and tell
yeah.
them from
well,
your experience. Yeah.
Well, from, you know, on my end, I was raised, you know, real strict religion. My family won't even call me at this point. She's married a woman. You know, it's just,
yeah.
they just, every, in my past, I mean, I've been with women for 25 years now, and if I go through a breakup, they think, they wipe their brow, and they're like, oh, she's finally seen the light. But,
yeah.
you know, when I hook up with another girl or have another relationship with another woman, they're thinking, oh, I thought she had learned her lesson. That's
yeah.
seriously what
yeah.
they think. So now,
hey, Kim, can
yeah.
you imagine
yeah.
this? It happens both times when you break up with a man or a woman, if you're bisexual, on both sides.
Oh, I could imagine.
No,
yes.
Kevin,
can you imagine that?
And
can I just interrupt and say many bisexual people at some point in time are told that they don't exist. So if they don't know another bisexual person, they literally go through their life feeling excluded by both communities as they're just following their natural sexual orientation. I just have to point that out. So what you say is so true. And then
yes.
it's doubled. And just recently,
yes.
another article came out. That's why so much depression, suicide attempts, and all the rest happen for bisexuals at such an alarming
mm-hmm.
rate. So I just want to point that out. Go ahead, dear. Sorry to interrupt.
No. It's devastating. It is
yeah.
devastating. I've almost had to, you know, just not – I feel disowned by my family to
I'm
be
so
who
sorry.
I am and love who I love. But I have to be happy and still love them from afar. That's just how it has to be.
So happy for UK Town to adopt. How old is your son now, and what have the talks been like with him? How do you guys address him? I mean, obviously he knows he's able to see a loving relationship, but do you guys have any talks about anything that happens in school or with his friends?
Well, actually, I've had him since he was born. He has been my pride and joy up until... Well, he was four, but the moment he laid eyes on Kim, he left me.
Seriously.
Oh, no.
He left me.
Yes. He was
serious. Kim Kelly.
When I met him, he had just turned 4 years old, and he
yeah.
clamped onto me, I'm serious, arms and legs. And the first time I ever met him, and cried when Katina tried to take him out of my arms and
no.
take him home.
Oh, so
she
yeah.
said, he's never done this before, not even the family members.
He adores her, and he
yeah.
has never, he's never blinked an eye at our relationship.
Yeah, never.
It doesn't
that
faze
is so
him.
Beautiful.
Has he ever said, I don't think he's ever said any concerns
mm-hmm.
about school or
mm-hmm.
anybody. Well, you know, I think he's had a friend or two say that, hey, you have two mommies, or ask him about his two mommies.
Yeah.
But nothing negative,
yeah.
right.
yep.
you know. So we're very grateful for that.
Hey, I'll tell you this right
okay.
now. If anything happens, Scott and I know some of the best people in the country when it comes to challenging bullying in a positive way. So you've got some of the best people on your side, on your team. We will be there for you guys every step of the way. I am so serious, because what you just said is such a moving story, that it's the reason why we want loving people, single, married, of different genders, whatever it is, to give that kind of love to the next generation. That is such a great story. And here's the other thing. I can totally understand why the marriage happened, so you could just get a chance to keep seeing your son there, K-Town. I totally get
yeah.
it now. Yep. I get it.
Yeah, because
yep.
if I don't marry you, up and leave me.
yep, I get it. I got to get some custody here. Okay, I'm going to marry
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it'll be a battle for sure.
All right. Well, I want to move into all sorts of fun wedding and stories about the honeymoon. But you guys have been off the air for a while. You guys are coming back on June 7th. Kim, you haven't had a chance to rant about anything. Do you have any rant to share with our listeners today?
Let's see. Chipped fingernail polish. Ladies, keep those fingernails manicured and those toenails polished. Get your mani and pedi done.
You guys will not believe how put together she is. I mean, she's
Sad. It honestly is sad.
It's amazing to me, babe. I love it.
Well, it takes a man like K-Town to actually put up with this mess, guys. I'm serious.
Well, there you go. Words of wisdom, ladies, from the one and only Kim Style of Same-Sex Dialogue. We're going to go ahead and be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to play another song from Carly Robin Green, fantastic natural woman. She sang live in concert. Love this song. We're enjoying speaking so much. This is Scott and Kevin on Healing Stigma and Left to Straight Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Carly Robin Green with her live performance of Natural Woman, and it's never nice for a gentleman to ask a lady if she's natural or not, but we have some amazing ladies on the show today. We're back here with fantastic K-Town and Kim Style of same-sex dialogue. Ladies, we just got married. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you so much. Yeah.
We're still on
tell
a honeymoon, guys.
It's been a couple of years in the planning, right?
Yes. Yes, it has been. Yes. And we're very, very happy. It went off without a hitch, no problems. We had a good time.
It was nice. We got married at sunset in Miami.
And I got to see some pictures. I got to see some pictures, and I got to tell you, you two are so – three of you, may I say, also, because I got to see all the pictures. And the three of you look so happy, so beautiful, and I'm just so psyched for you. I am so, so thrilled to say congrats. And I'm also honored to say that you guys so quickly after this have taken time out, from which I know you can't possibly have caught your breath from, to be on the show. So congrats and thank you again.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank we appreciate this. More than anything. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, talk about it. I don't want to – you guys got married down in Miami, so I want to hear all about Miami. And I don't want to make any lumpy jokes here, but from what I understand, there was like 3 weeks of packing for Kim. Didn't you need a U-Haul to get down there? Or how did that work?
Scott, it's more like 3 months of packing for me and about 17,000 Louis Vuitton bags. And, I made the back seat of the car a spa. And I don't know if you noticed, but K-Town did not get a bachelor party.
Hey, I tried.
She tried to go to Atlanta, to Magic City. I wasn't having it.
I love listening to your guys' podcast because my favorite part of the last podcast, we were talking a little about it, and we have Kim getting all ready and taking 3 weeks to pack, and then we have K-Town, and she's checking the tires of the red car, making sure the tires are ready to go. We are on a great journey down here. I mean, you guys are the perfect couple. It's hilarious. I love it.
We are. We're polar opposites for sure.
We really are. Yeah, we are.
That's the only way she can put up with my mess. Are you kidding me?
Hey, we
but do you find things you guys like to do together when you're on vacation, or, you know, obviously something that is mutual, or is it kind of like, okay, now what do you want to do? How do you guys choose? Because sometimes it's really easy to work together, but it's not as easy to decide what to do in the off time together.
How does
that work?
That's easy. There, our favorite thing to do is people watch.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
You guys told me.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, the first thing she looks at on anybody's somebody's toes. And I'm thinking, and I look at her like on the elevator, and I said, stop looking at people's feet. And when you're on the beach, everybody's in flip-flops.
Yeah. If they're going to have them out, I just look at them. I don't know.
He has a foot fetish.
No,
I
don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I got to get you to Provincetown. Oh. I got to get you ladies. I got to get Scott to Provincetown. We all got to go to Provincetown and do a show from there live. That would be amazing.
That would be
awesome. I'm getting anchored in Provincetown, Mass. I love that.
I know. All right. I'm planning it.
We'll be there.
Talk about where did you guys go after the wedding?
Well, we went to we already booked a cruise to the Bahamas, and so we got up that morning running late because Kim had to pack all of her clothes, and she was kind of taking it she was taking it lightly that we had to be there at a certain time. But when we got on the road, how frustrating is it when you tell somebody, listen, we have to be there a certain time, and when we get on the road an hour in, oh, honey, hurry up. I don't know if we're going to make it or not. I'm like, are you serious? I told you we had to be there at a certain time, but, you know, it was frustrating getting there at the last minute, but we made it, and he didn't even pull off for 4 hours later.
Yeah, we boarded the cruise, and it was 4 hours later. But, it took us a while to get there and to actually find the parking space. That's what was so frustrating.
Yeah, was
we were there. We could see our ship, but we couldn't find where we were supposed to park. That was what was frustrating.
You guys should only travel in Spain. You'd be perfect. If you travel in Spain, you'd arrive just perfect.
Now, talk about that a little more, Kim. I kind of teased about it earlier. You're a fitness trainer. You coach people. And I've been on a cruise before. You have the Lido buffet at 2 in the morning, then you have the breakfast buffet at 4 in the morning, and the lunch buffet at 10 in the morning. How do you go? You're a very beautiful woman. You keep your fit, you train fitness. How was it to go on a cruise with that weird eating schedule?
Oh, it was doom. It was horrible. But first of all, I work out every day of my life. And so when I go on vacation, people, if I go on vacation with a friend, like my best friend George, he's like, I can't believe you didn't bring your tennis shoes and workout gear. And I said, this is my vacation. Working out is work. So I never, ever, ever work out on vacation. However, food is so accessible everywhere when you're on a cruise. So K-Town and I, we would get up and have a big breakfast and have a very light, light lunch, like a salad, and then we would
not
go,
by choice. I didn't
I made
have
her have
a
salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Duly noted in the protest.
Yeah, she wanted the chocolate extravaganza when I was like, oh, you're going to have lettuce.
Yeah, I couldn't do what I couldn't really eat what I wanted to. She kind of controlled what
yeah,
I ate, but I was
so
thankful for it.
I just tried to make better choices. I did gain 2 pounds. I think K-Town gained 12 pounds, but who's counting?
We can edit this, Scott. I don't want to break up a marriage. I don't want to break up newlyweds' marriages, Scott. We might have to edit this, okay, brother? I don't want
to
get in trouble here.
I think I heard a thump. There could be a bruise on Kim's arm by morning. I'm not sure.
Yes, we had a great time.
Good.
We did have an issue with our room, though, however, and Kim kept – when we got on the ship, we had a note that said, hey, escort to guest services. Is there some note there, right?
And I always try to think positive.
You thought it was someone that – had recognized us and wanted to give us something free.
No, not
like,
really recognized. I thought that someone knew that we were on our honeymoon. Oh, they're going to upgrade us to a penthouse or something.
I said wrong. This is not good. Okay? This is not good.
I said, they're going to give us free massage. We're going to get free champagne. She said, no, Kim, that's not it. That's
no,
not it.
This
is not
good.
Good.
And so he told us, you know, or she told us that our room had wet carpet. And so it was quite a bit more, well, it's more so than she told us initially.
Yeah, it wasn't damp. It was saturated.
Yeah. So you know, we had to put up with that. But in the end, Carnival made it right. They gave us free bottle of wine.
Champagne, chocolate-covered
strawberries. Gift cards.
Gift card to the spa. We had
half off our
half
room.
Half off our cruise, actually.
Yeah. So Kim
that's
now
good.
Says that she's going to – Kim says she's now going to request a room that has just been repaired.
We'd like to book a cruise, and we want a damaged room.
As an old salt, it's never good when you're checking in on a ship and your room is wet. Just so you know,
yeah.
That's not a good
yeah.
sign. When
yeah.
your room is
no,
wet
no.
on a ship, you usually want to say, you know, this. Can we go one higher up level maybe?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
When you're done, you don't need the polywogs, you caught in the carpet, that's not a good sign.
No, I told K-Town, I said, oh, my God, the floor is wet. Does that mean the ship is cracked? Are we going to go under? Oh, my God.
I wonder if it was the one that went out in the hurricane. Did you see those people? Did you see any of those? Now that you're back safe, I didn't want to say this beforehand, but did you see the ship that sailed out and then had to turn around and come back? And the people were sitting there videotaping it, and literally they're looking out the porthole. They're, you know, in one moment they're looking outside, and the next moment they're looking under the water.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
it looked like it was a Hollywood scene.
That.
Oh yeah. They were all upset because they were like, you know, you just had to turn around and come back. They sailed into like a hurricane and then turned around and came back.
Oh my goodness, no!
I'm so glad you're back. And when you now that your room was wet and you're back, I'm glad you didn't like text us that because I would have been really, really nervous. So now I'm just so glad you're back on a dry ground with dry floors.
You would have freaked out if we'd have texted you, Kevin. We just boarded, but our floor is wet. We don't know why.
I know.
We'll see you when we get
back. I've been on the water too much in my life. I know too many things that can go wrong with boats. It's not good. Welcome home.
Thank you.
You guys are taking off till June 7th, enjoying the rest of the honeymoon there, and then back and start with Knoxville Pride, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
We're excited about that.
Yeah. We're interviewing the president of Knoxville Pride Fest. That's our first interview. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
And just to toot, who's tooting my own horn? That'd be me. I usually do Pride Fest events. I've been in the Next to Nothing fashion show every year. And last year, they actually put me in a swing over the crowd and over the runway.
Yeah.
And I know, it was so much fun.
I'll post that video so you guys can see it. It's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's brilliant. We'll share.
Yeah, this is the first year they're not having the Next to Nothing fashion show. I don't know why, but I guess because I'm not in it. But.
There you go.
Just
kidding.
You can't have a star swinging over it. They're not doing it, darn it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Can't be done right. Not, don't do it at all.
Doing it. I've hosted. Yeah, I know.
Talk about the upcoming season of the show a bit. I was kind of wondering, have you started booking guests for the rest of the season? And you guys ever think you might take the show on the road? Can you do a mobile podcast somewhere?
Actually, that is something that I have looked into because Kim does none of that,
no.
None of the audio stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, we could do it now. And I mean, we could absolutely pick up. Our setup is pretty lightweight and do something mobile. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to try to do something for our first time out for Gay Pride and go down there and, you know, maybe do a hour live show from the festival down there. But as far as guests, we've been grateful enough to talk to Janet Mock's agent. We're going to get her on the show after she completes the book.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a great
Yeah,
that's
great. Huge. Absolutely.
Yep. That's good.
And
Margaret Cho.
Margaret Cho on the show after she does
something. Oh, yeah.
So we're excited about that. We're going
to
have.
Did you know Scott
Kim's
got
favorite.
To meet her? Scott got to meet her after she did our show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Margaret is just fantastic. I had her on my entertainment show in January, and I was talking to her, and she does so much great work with the homelessness and with abuse, and that I asked her to come on the Healing Stigma show. So she was on with Kevin
He's
on
so smart.
2 weeks ago, and it turns out I found out during that show that she's doing a live performance in Pittsburgh, which is like an hour from where I'm at. So she invited me, got me tickets to the show, and invited me backstage.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic evening.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
That
yeah,
is
you,
awesome.
You got and you got a picture. You guys look great, and I'm so proud of you because here's the greatest thing. When she was on the show, you guys will know this as well. She is so interesting. I learned so many different things, and that's another side. Like with you guys, you know what I'm saying? I'll be so happy to hear that because you guys are so good at asking questions. Well done. Good job.
We're excited about it.
Yeah.
We really are. We're
Have you
ladies
ever seen her live or listened to her? Seen her
yes,
live?
Yes. I've seen her live when she came to Knoxville. She is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
She is so funny. And she is such a, she talks so sexy. I mean, I was embarrassed half the time, but she was hilarious. I loved it. She is wide open there. Oh, you wouldn't believe this. Kevin, you can't imagine. So we're on there, and I'm sitting there right near the first row, right? They got me a great table. We're sitting there, and she starts talking about all of her. She's bisexual and talks about all her encounters with women and everything. And she says, I got to show you my tattoos. And the next thing you know, she takes off her shirt to her bra. She pulls down her pants to show her little black thong. And she turns around and she has tattooed on her butt cheeks two women and facing each other. And she told the tattoo person, don't get them too close to the little middle part. And so she's all of a sudden she starts jiggling her butt. It looks like these girls are kissing. And she's jiggling her butt back and forth and making her girls kiss from her tattoo.
Guys,
Margaret Cho.
That's funny.
Guys, don't you remember? Don't you remember when she was on our show? You can go back and hear this now. Remember this. Before this happened, I said that that she affected the women in my life because my 90-year-old mother loves dirty jokes, and so she loves everything that Margaret Cho says, and my wife loves what? I said the ink that Margaret Cho has. So that was a compliment already. Go back and listen to that. But you're absolutely right. She has amazing tattoos. Amazing tattoos.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I cannot wait to have her.
She's full of surprises.
Yep.
And she's sweet tattoos. She's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She does.
Yeah.
Well,
back
also,
to you. What other guests are you looking at?
being a professional, fitness professional myself, I cannot wait for this guest, which is Dr. Johnny Bowden. I have like a million questions. Oh. I'm going to have to make it like a series. Yeah, episode number one with Dr. Johnny Bowden, because I know so much, so many things to ask him. And Katina's like, what? You have all that to ask him? I'm like, I know too much. And I've told all my clients, they're like, ask him this, ask him that. And I'm like, I know he's just going to back the shit up that I've teased. So I cannot wait to have him on there.
Do you know what his nickname is? Because I know Johnny Bowden personally. I don't know if you know that. He's a good friend of mine. All right. Not only has he been on, but he's a good friend. I have known Johnny for years. And his nickname, and I can tell you this, is so perfect. Mm-hmm. He's the nutrition myth buster. So you ask your questions because you might expect the answer, but it might be different than what you anticipate. Because he will tell you the truth. That's the crazy thing about him. He's not someone who's going to tell you based upon a product or based upon, you know, he goes to the truth of it. And as a nutritionist who gets people, like I say, he wrote the book, The Great Cholesterol Myth. All right? He even put me in the acknowledgments. All right? That's how much I love this guy. All right? So the sense that he went out to look at that to see what's going on in the statin industry wasn't so a lot of people weren't willing to do that. He does things that are so brave that help so many people, and he'll tell you the truth. So ask away, and you might not get the answer you anticipate, but he'll back it up with what he knows from the latest, you know, studies, results, because people tell him what's going on. Sometimes they're afraid to bring it out, and Johnny will tell the truth.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for that show. I can't miss any of your shows. Oh, my God, I got to listen to you.
Hey, I tell you guys what, the show you're really going to want to listen to is when we have Mr. Tatchell back on the show. We're really going to talk to him about some things that are going on with him. I'm telling you, we didn't get to some of the things. I tell you what I really loved about him is he told the story. I don't know if you heard that show, but he told the story how there was a clergyman in the Church of England, I believe, who was gay, who wanted to marry his, you know, his partner. However, there were some bishops that were being vocal about it. You know, they were totally against it, right?
Right.
But somehow he found out that 10 of these bishops were gay.
In gay relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mr. Tatchell, he grabbed his cojones and outed all of them.
Yep.
He grabbed and he outed every one of them. I asked him, I said, did you get any backlash? He said, oh, my God, yes. They came after him with a vengeance, but he didn't care.
Yeah.
But and I think that that's a thing that really appeals the type of man he is. I mean, he's there, and he believes in just being upfront and honest. He told us I talked to him probably a couple of weeks ago. He told me he can't stand people that are in the closet but try to condemn others for being
That's
gay.
That hypocrisy.
Be in the closet if you will, but don't dog people for being out.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. He hates it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a great show too. So we do have that
That's
coming
brilliant.
Up.
Wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, we are so excited to be able to have you on. We've been talking about it forever, Kevin and I. Please tell all of our listeners where they can find you on social media and where they can find your podcast.
All right, you can find our podcast on iHeartRadio. We do have our own Android app. You can download that on the Google or in the Google Play Store. Just search Same Sex Dialogue. And visit our wonderful website, samesexdialogue.com. Please visit our social media pages. We have Twitter, Same Sex Dialogue. Also, our Facebook, if you search Same Sex Dialogue, will pop up there. Like our page, drop us a message, and you'll either get myself or Kim Style will personally answer you back for any questions that you have for us.
Well, ladies, I want to thank you on behalf of Healing Stigma Left and Straight Radio. Kevin, you always find us some great guests, my friend.
Oh, my God, is it over? Oh, you guys, that was – see, it always happens. It's like I just get started. It's like somebody comes in. It first starts, it's like it's a tickle, and then it ends like someone's been beating my stomach up from belly laughs, and then it's over with, and I can't wait to talk to them again. And that's the truth. And now you understand, Scott. You get it?
Thank
you, ladies.
Kevin and I will be back in just a couple of moments. We're going to play Hillary Cole. She has just put a new album out, The Judy Garland Project, where she's done her jazz interpretations of some amazing Judy Garland songs. And since we're in our love episode with the lovely ladies and their honeymoon, we're going to do Hillary Cole's Zing With the Heartstrings. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Healing Sigma Left to Straight Radio.
When you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Zing with the strings of my heart. 'Twas breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set up high. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Zing with the strings of my heart. Your eyes made seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through, I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Divine, zing with the strings of my
Cole with Zing Went the Heartstrings from her album, The Judy Garland Project. Well, Kevin, another great show, another great Thursday.
Yeah, that was really fun, my friend. I'm so glad you got the chance to speak to them. And I'm just so touched that so soon after being newlyweds, they came on and just shared what is such uniquely their relationship and their commentary on so many things. I love having them on, so that was really special. Really, you did a great job.
The echo chamber. I'm so looking forward to hearing this back. You don't even know, like, not at all. But that's okay. You do with what you can. We learn from our adventures. So eventually
that's what the show goes on.
The road, so we're gonna have to learn.
Yeah. The show goes on, man, and it's done well. It really is. But no, here's another thing I'll just say that I think is just really touching is, you know, their story also shows so much progress. So here we had someone again who served during Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and then gets a chance to share here and now do a podcast about this stuff. You know, that's the changes we're making. So to everyone out there, keep making them, share these things, you know, write to us with the next thing. There's so many people now getting in touch with us, from musicians to story and just inquiries, you know, about, you know, can you get us this information? So whether it's, you know, Healing Stigma Radio, whether it's Left of Straight, reach out to us, because Scott, you're making great, great radio. I'm so glad you've made this trip and are helping other stations. You're so generous with your talents and skills. I just want to let people know that, you know, Scott is a true friend, but he's also someone who is who's really making things happen in this industry when sometimes there isn't other stuff out there that I'm not, you know, that's kind of, you know, dwindling. You're actually making more radio happen that's quality. So well done, man. Congrats.
Well, I appreciate it, my friend. It's really become a passion for me, and I love to show every week with you. Next week, we're going to go research a little more back into mental health issues. We have a fantastic advocate and blogger on mental health. Rebecca Lombardo will be on. So that's going to be a great show. In 2 weeks, we're going to bring Craig Ramsey and Brandon Liberati. They are newlywed, just been married a year, but they own a business called Fit and Fab, PHAB, all about fitness and beauty care. But they both have really interesting stories as far as stigma goes. Brandon was a openly gay kid in Salt Lake City, where it wasn't that cool to be. Open and gay, and then Craig grew up in a dance background and Broadway background, but was this big muscle-bound guy and just got teased relentlessly. So they have a great story to tell, and they'll be on on June 1st, and we have so many. I think Jeff Marsh is coming the week after that. We've got some fantastic shows coming up ourselves here.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It really is. So, I mean, as the temperature goes up, these shows keep heating up. You keep doing that, man. And I'm telling you, we're going to get everybody up here to Provincetown to dip our toes and say another live broadcast. I'm not going to give up on that. But that was just so much fun tonight. And I thank you again for making it happen. I also want to just let people know that there's a lot of important stuff coming up this week. So, you know, listen next week because we'll have comments on some of the most important stuff again. I really get the chance to speak about it here with you, Scott. So I'll be looking at all these different developments that are going to be happening this week coming up. A lot of stuff in the news.
Exactly. Well, be sure you're following us, and that's it. Heal Stigma Radio is our Twitter handle, and we're going to be having our Facebook page created soon. You can always check out all of our podcast episodes, any information that we're posting about on our website, www.healstigmaradio.com, and just join the conversation, and we really appreciate hearing from you. So let us know how we're doing. You can always go to iTunes. We'd appreciate you giving us a big 5-star rating on iTunes. That'll help more people learn about us, and it puts us up in the ratings. And so we're not too proud to beg, right, Kevin?
For quality product, I will always go out and ask people to join, listen. It's a honor to say we went well over the 1,000 mark already on Twitter. So keep adding to those, the followers that are there. We appreciate. And I really like going out there, whether it's asking for sponsorship, whether it's asking for listeners. I think this is great stuff. And as you said, you've lit a passion in me. So it's growing stronger every day.
Well, we just want to thank our guests, K-Town and Kim Style from Same Sex Dialogue. Looking forward to next week. We'll be here as we are every Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/leftofstraight. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Kevin and I appreciate having you every week, and we are out of here. Thanks, Kevin, for a great show. See you later, everybody.